Welcome to the Sunshine Daily, the podcast designed to spread joy, inspire creativity, and get you motivated to live your best life. In this podcast, we chat personal development, lifestyle, wellness, and so much more. I'm your host, Charlotte Pratt, and whether you're looking to improve your mindset, add some positive vibes to your routine, or simply need a little boost, this podcast has you covered. So let's dive in. Hello, you guys. Happy Wednesday. We made it to the middle of the week, which is crazy. We are actually halfway through the first ever week of the Sunshine Daily podcast, which is so exciting. This is our third official episode, and today is the first episode of Wealthy Wednesday. Like I mentioned in the little intro episode, I am so excited for Wealthy Wednesdays. I think they are going to be so fun, and I'm so excited to share them with you guys. For our first topic, we are starting off with a bang with Wealthy Wednesdays. We are going through my top three tips to actually save money. Now, if you're anything like me, I would search this topic on, you know, I'd search it on Google, I'd search it on social media, how to save money, you know, tips to save money, all these things. And I'd watch these videos about how to save money, and they always give the same advice, and the advice never applied to me. It was never anything that I could actually do anything with. It was always like, stop buying coffee every single day and you'll save so much money. Like if your coffee costs you $5, you stop buying it every day, you'll save $5 a day times 7 days a week times 52 weeks a year. And I would be like, okay, well, that doesn't apply to me because A, I don't even drink coffee and B, I don't do that. Like even if I was going out and getting, you know, something from a coffee shop, like a hot chocolate, say, like sub in whatever, if you don't drink coffee, I wasn't doing that. Like I wasn't going out every day and spending $6, $7, $8 on a coffee. So like that was not an applicable way for me to save money. And I know that that's probably true for a lot of you guys, because I get people asking me questions all the time on my videos, on my social media. How did you save enough money to move out? Like, how did you save up money to live on your own? So this episode is going to be my list of things that actually helped me save money. These are the tricks and tips that I was using when I was saving money to move out on my own, and the things that I still use to this day, living by myself as a financially independent girly in a very expensive city. I live in Washington, D.C. If you guys didn't know, it's a very expensive city. The cost of living is astronomical, but that's okay because I use these tips to help me save money and help me live my best financial life. Let's get right into my tips with tip number one, which is to stop trying to save money and just start tracking your spending to begin with. The more that you track your spending, the more you'll actually have data to apply to your budgets and apply to your spending. It's not just going to be random of like, okay, today or this week or this month or this year, whatever, like insert your timeline here, I'm going to save money. That's such a broad goal and that's so intimidating. And you're just like, okay, I'm going to save. And then you get overwhelmed and then you bail and then you don't end up saving any money. If you just relax for a second, like stop thinking about saving money, just start tracking your spending, you will eventually end up saving money. Here's how. I know it sounds counterintuitive, but here's how it works. I spent a few months tracking my spending just to see how I was actually spending my money, like where I was spending my money, how much of it I was spending, with a completely judgment-free attitude. I'm not going in and being like, you spent so much money on, you know, clothes or food or entertainment or whatever. Just evaluating and examining where you're spending your money, how much you're spending on certain categories. Like, see if you can notice any patterns. What was your highest category of spending? Maybe if you already live in an apartment, like if you already rent or you already own a home, it's probably going to be housing. Like, you know, your rent is probably going to be your highest charge, but you're going to need to spend that anyway. Like you can't just stop paying rent to save money. So think about like, what is your highest want category? Maybe you're spending a lot on eating out. Maybe you're spending a lot on groceries. Maybe you're spending a lot on entertainment. Like just notice those patterns. What are your highest categories? What are your lowest categories? How much are you spending in each category? Are there any charges that you have every month that really don't make sense? Like maybe you have a recurring like $10.99 charge every single month that you start noticing because you're tracking your spending and you cannot figure out where it's coming from, or it's for something that you don't need anymore. Tracking your spending will help, I promise, because it will give you a launching point to figure out how to deal with the rest of your spending. If you are looking for a finance tracker, I actually have one that I made on Notion. It's completely free. I will leave a link to it in the show notes. I have been using this since 2022 and it works so, so well. It is something that I still use to this day. I track every single transaction, like every cent in, every cent out, I track on this finance tracker. So trust me, it works. But you don't need to use mine. You can literally do it with a pen and paper. Like just write down your spending, keep track of it so you know where you're spending a lot of your money and where you can cut back. Tip number two is another one that on face value doesn't actually seem like a money-saving tip, but it is. Hang on, bear with me. My second tip is to start weekly meal planning. What does that have to do with saving money? Hear me out, okay? When I first moved into my apartment a year and a couple months ago, that was so complicated for no reason. Anyway, when I first moved into this apartment, I was regularly spending over $400 a month on groceries. For context, if you didn't know, I live by myself. This apartment is less than 700 square feet. I live alone. I am a 23-year-old girl. I do not need $400 worth of groceries. This was also just purely groceries. This did not include going out to eat or any snacks or anything. This was purely groceries. There is no world where I need to be spending $400 a month on groceries. I would go grocery shop for the month at once. I would go like beginning of the month. I would shop for the entire month. I would go in with no plan. I would just go in and shop for ingredients that I knew I liked. So I'd be like, oh, you know, I like chicken, grab chicken breast, put it in my cart. I like ground beef, put it in the cart. I like salmon, put it in the cart. I like broccoli. I would grab one head of broccoli and put it in my cart. Because it's true, I do like broccoli. But I would go in with no plan. And then I would just buy all these random ingredients that don't go together that I can't really like, even if I could make a meal out of. Say I buy, you know, chicken, rice, veggies, salmon, ground beef. Great. You can make a meal out of chicken, rice, and veggies. What are you going to do with the ground beef and the salmon? You don't have a plan. So you spend money that you don't need to spend at the grocery. Either your food ends up going to waste because you don't have what you need to turn it into a meal, or you end up having to go back to the grocery store to buy more ingredients to make the meals out of the food that you got in the first place. And it's just a super inefficient way of shopping. But once I started meal planning and going to the grocery store with a list of things that I needed for the week, or like 2 weeks, you don't have to do it per week, you can do it per 2 weeks, whatever. I significantly reduced my grocery bill every month, and now we have cut it in half. I regularly spend about $60 per grocery visit, and when I go get groceries, it usually lasts me about a week to a week and a half. So we have literally cut my monthly grocery bill in half. That is significant savings. I was, like I said, spending more than $400 a month on groceries some months. Like, there's no need for that. We have cut that in half. I spend significantly less than that on groceries every single month. Like, think about that. If you're spending $400 a month on groceries every month, then you cut that in half. That's $200 savings every single month that you could just put straight into your high yield savings account, or straight into your investments, or straight into your 401k. Like, there are so many better uses for that money than just letting your food go to waste and letting your money go to waste. I also want to say, if you want to get into weekly meal planning, I do also have my recipe book Notion template linked in the show notes as well. That is how I do my meal planning. I find most of my meals on Instagram for free. Like, we're not doing anything fancy over here. But if you guys want my Notion template, it is completely free. I will link it in the show notes for you as well. My third and final tip, again, it's another one that seems a little unconventional, something that maybe doesn't seem like it goes with money saving hacks, but I promise it does. My third tip is to spend less time on social media. Charlotte, what? Again, hear me out. I used to spend a ton of time on social media, and I would see all these other people and their styles, and I loved, you know, their clothing and their decor in their apartment, and I would find all these things, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I love that. I need that for myself, when really, I don't. I just think it's cool. I would see, you know, Amazon hauls and people being like, oh, you know, here's 10 Amazon summer essentials that you need for your lifestyle, or for your closet, or for your wardrobe, or for your whatever. And I would feel this like pressure that I'm like, oh my God, you're right. I do need those things. And it's only $20. It's only $15. Like, it's affordable. I'll get it. I'll put it in my cart and I'll buy it. And those things add up so quickly, especially now, like with the introduction of TikTok shop. I feel like every second video is someone getting on and being like, here's this, you need this product. This is a product that you need to have in your life. And there's all this pressure, and you're being bombarded by these, you know, these videos and all this content that's saying like, you need to buy this, you need to spend money, you need this product. So I would be influenced by these videos, and I would spend money that I didn't need to spend on products that I didn't actually need, and products that I would use like once or twice and then put in a, like, in a drawer somewhere and not really ever use them again, because spoiler alert, I didn't need those products. No one does. Like, there are very few things that you actually need. And I guarantee you, if someone's trying to sell it to you on TikTok shop, you really don't need it. You really don't. So what I've kind of realized over the last couple of months, when I've been actively trying to spend less time on social media, is that the less time you spend on social media, the less exposed you are to that content, the less you will feel influenced to buy these things, the less money you will spend. Do you kind of like, do you follow where I'm going? When I say spending less time on social media means you'll spend less money? I promise it works. Give it a try. Let me know. I do also have a little bonus tip for you guys. This is controversial. Don't come for my throat. But one way to spend less money and start saving a little bit more is to keep your little treats as treats. Oh my gosh, relax, hold on, do not crucify me. I love a little treat. I am such a little treat girl. I am the type of person where I need to have something sweet after I eat. Like I have a little piece of candy, have, you know, a little piece of cake, a little cookie, a little cupcake, a little something sweet after I eat. Every time. Like I love a little something sweet, a little treat. However, if you are going out and you are buying a little treat every day, I'm sorry to be the one to break this to you. I'm gonna hold your hand while I say this. Then it's not a treat anymore. It's just a spending habit. Oh, I'm so sorry. I know this is a little bit of tough love, but after a while, it's not a treat. If you're doing it every day or you're doing it all the time, it's not a treat. It's not special. It's just a habit. Do not get me wrong. Do not misunderstand me. I am not saying to give up little treats. I'm just saying to maybe find a way to make your little treats at home so you don't have to spend as much money. Maybe you don't spend $0. Maybe instead of going and buying, you know, a milkshake after work every day, get the ingredients to make your milkshakes at home. You're still spending a little bit of money on the ingredients. Maybe you have to go buy a blender. Like you're still spending a little bit of money on these treats, but in the long run, it is way more economical to make your milkshakes at home or make your little cupcakes at home rather than going out and buying them every single time. So again, I am not saying to get rid of your little treats. Please don't get rid of your treats. We all need little treats, especially in these dark times. Little treats have been getting me through. Okay, I get it. I get the little treats. I also love a sweet treat. Maybe you can like pick a day of the week or pick 2 days of the week and make those your little treat days. So instead of going out and I guess for some reason we're using milkshakes as my example, maybe instead of going and getting a milkshake every day as a little treat after work, you go just on Mondays or you go on Mondays and Fridays, you know, like maybe reduce your little treat consumption, make it more of a treat, and you'll also be spending less money. Again, I'm sorry to have to be the one to tell you this, but it may help. It may help to keep your little treats as treats. That is my little bonus tip for you guys. And with that, I'm going to leave you with my top three tips for saving money. Track your spending, number one. Number two, plan out your meals in advance so you're not wasting money at the grocery store. And number three, spend less time on social media. Or just honestly, be aware that you are being marketed to on social media. Like, try not to be influenced as much. That is going to wrap it up for this Wealthy Wednesday. I know you guys can do this. Go out there, save your money so you can live your best, healthiest, wealthiest life. And that's a wrap on today's episode of the Sunshine Daily. Remember that small steps can create big changes and tomorrow brings all new opportunities to grow. If you enjoyed today's episode, spread the sunshine by sharing it with a friend, leaving a review, and following along with us on socials at the Sunshine Daily Podcast. Until next time, keep shining, and I'll see you in the next episode.